Washington wildlife officials say Trump administration changes to the Endangered Species Act could have lots of negative consequences for vulnerable species and their habitats in the state. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The Endangered Species Act most famously brought the bald eagle back from the brink of extinction. That's a success story you can see in abundance here.
We probably have more bald eagles in Washington state than anywhere else in the nation.
Penny Becker with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has been combing through hundreds of pages of the revised law. She says it won't affect the 32 species here that are already listed. It will affect future listings, and Washington has at least 10 that are pending, including the island marble butterfly, cutthroat trout, and the greater sage grouse. Still, Becker says these are not her main worry. It's the ones that are not yet on their radar, but may need protection in the future.
Whether that be because of climate change or it be a species that we haven't yet noticed that the populations are crashing or that their habitat is diminishing.
She says the department supports some of the goals around efficiency in the new law, but she's especially concerned about the ability to preserve critical habitat moving forward. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
In Oregon, the changes to enforcement would affect wildlife that includes the Pacific Martin and the rare Franklin's bumblebee. Tiara Curry is a scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. The group is behind the proposal to add the Pacific fisher to the endangered species list.
For the fisher, we've already been doing this for more than 25 years trying to get a protection, and it's so frustrating because now that it's finally going to get proposed, the proposal is going to be meaningless.
Curry says the federal changes will allow managers to put conditions in place that protect industry.